Dictation from Michael Andrews, MichaelAndrew. S, date of birth is 1695, date of accident 12/27, 2021, date of service 4/5/2022. Mr. Michael Andrews is suffering from severe depression, lack of concentration, lack of sleep, pain all over, and stress, PTSD, panic, and anxiety. He is complaining of pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and across the shoulder to the tune of 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. He reports that his left leg is feeling funny. As he, on discussion, is find that it is almost like a numbness and tingling like electrical in the whole leg, front and back. And S1, S2 dermatomes are affected, as well as L3, 4, 5 are affected. He reports that, however, this comes and goes and is not constant. 50% pain are reported relieved so far overall because of the treatment, and the areas that are affected are mood and relationship with other people, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the system review, patient reports neurology and psych, there is a history of headaches, dizziness, vertigo, and difficulty sleeping, weakness, loss of balance, lack of focus, lack of concentration, depression, panic, nightmares, and loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, pins and needles, and clicking and grinding, lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, and neck pain. In the GI, patient has nausea and vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or difficulty swallowing. In the GU, patient has incontinence of the urine but denies any pretensive painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, the patient is suffering from asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that his pain has definitely improved somewhat, and all of this he attributes to an automobile accident that occurred on 12/27/2021, as described before. The patient reports no significant changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization in last 30 days, or any weight loss. There is no other trauma, current pain medication, Tylenol with codeine, substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient is reported full compliance. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 133/95, pulse 74, and the pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination reveals from previous visit of 3/6/2022. The dictation number is 0317-060. And also 061. Kindly use that visit record to complete this visit along with diagnosis. Plan of care. The plan of care is to provide the following medication: naproxen 500 twice a day, Migranol 1 to 2 spray, nasal spray for severe headaches, along with Furoset 1 to 2 every 6 hour, PRN 75 tablets, and gabapentin 600 milligram every 8 hour, 90 tablets for nerve pain. Tylenol with codeine, number 4, every 12 hours for 15 days only. In addition, the patient is provided with Trazodone 100 milligram at night. We have discontinued Wellbutrin, discontinued Flexeril, and discontinued Melatonin. Patient can continue with Hydroxyzine if you want. His MRIs were reviewed. It appears that the patient has a normal appearing MRI of the brain, but neuroquant analysis was not done. In addition, the patient has a herniated disc at C5-6 and bulging disc at C4, C5, C6-7. He also has a herniated disc at L3, L4, and L5, S1, and bulging disc at L4, L5. The patient was advised to do his physical therapy, acupuncture, chiropractic treatment, stretching, traction of the spine, both at therapy and at home, yoga, meditation. And after several months, if it is not improved, an indication for LESI and CESI was discussed with the patient. And the patient has been given all the information, including YouTube videos and Google search, And if he has any question, he was advised to ask me. And at this time, no other changes in the treatment. Patient will continue seeing neurology. He's already seen the neurologist, Dr. Verma, regarding his issues. And he's seeing a neuropsych also with Dr. Sievich. And at this time, I'm comfortable that he's on the right track. Soon we'll discuss on the next visit about his issues for the LESI and CESI, which I believe will bring him further relief. Thank you.